finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The man accused of being the Long Island serial killer, Rex Heerman, charged with 2 more murders. This time, Jessica Taylor, whose partial remains were found near Gilgo Beach in 2011 and earlier in Monroeville in 2003. And then it goes back even further. We have a better idea on the timeline of Rex Heerman's or alleged doings. Killing Sandra Costella, whose remains were found all the way back in 1993 in the Hamptons, previously not associated with the Gilgo Beach investigation. Joining me to discuss, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. 2 new bodies. I don't think anyone's surprised that the body count keeps going up, but we are seeing an expansion now, not only of the geographic area where he allegedly had been doing his things, but also the timeline as well. What's your reaction to all that?
Well, I think for me, the biggest shocker was the difference in modus operandi. Mm-hmm. You had somebody literally decapitated and their arms and legs cut off at the joints. Mm-hmm. And so you always question when someone does this, is it's always for one of 2 reasons. It's either because they enjoy that and so they do that, or they are trying to hide the crime. I'm very convinced, especially after reading his diaries, if you will, about how to kill, that he was quite adept at learning from his mistakes each time. Mm-hmm. And adept at trying to hide what he had done. He also essentially severed off a tattoo. Yeah. From one of his victims. So the identification would come late. He was able to get away with all these murder, Tony, for decades. And that was because he was good at it.
Another interesting thing is it seems he kind of has changed his path or his methods, if you will, as time went on. I mean, some of the bodies that were found on Gilgo were not as chopped up as some of these were. It does make you wonder, you know, did he start to get lazier in later years? Did it get more difficult or time consuming or tiring to go to the lengths that some of these initial victims appear to have been subjected to?
Tony, that's a perfect point. I think you're exactly right, because he talks about that too. He talks about how, it's tiring and he needs to make sure he's rested and he needs to, keep things short. Mm-hmm. And I think he did have to cut down on everything. It was really also, though, concerning to see over 20 stab wounds, and they said post-mortem. So I think that gives a real insight into the fact that he very much enjoyed this, and even down into the private area. Mm-hmm. of her. So I think it really goes into the deep passion of hate and sexual gratification that he got from mutilation.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, he really had a thing for this, all the way down to documenting it that we've seen, and some of the verbiage that he uses. You know who it reminds me of? Dennis Rader, quite a bit. the notes that he was taking, the way that he speaks, get sleep before the hunt, have a story set, things to remember, playtime being a term that's used, the body prep checklist. I mean, this is just the work of an evil human being that sees these victims as nothing more than objects.
Yeah, objects for his sexual and perverted gratification. And I would add, Tony, that I 100% confirm with you, or believe exactly what you said. This is Dennis Rader. This is BTK. This is exactly what Carrie Ross and his daughter has had to deal with and describe, and certainly also the interconnection with him studying, if you will, people who study serial killers.
Yeah.
And what they had to say about other killers. He knew to go with people who had done it before him and to look at their handiwork, if you will. And that's why he got away with this for so long.
Yeah. It is extremely chilling.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.